I want to learn two things together with the Chevra that I think are, that to me are very much Me'inyan D'Yayma, things that are on our mind. Obviously, the Matzah in Klal Yisrael is dominating all our minds. We're part of it with people, and the people that's going through difficult times. I want to share two thoughts, two Torah thoughts that I think are encouragements to us, to our families, and to our people. After Yaakov Avinu has the fight with Sarai Shel Esav, so the Malach says to Yaakov Avinu at the end of the fight, Lo Yaakov Ye'yomer Oid Shimcha, your name's no longer Yaakov Kim Yisro. Why is he called Yisro? Ki Sarisem Elikim V'manashim, you have fought with angels, Elikim means Malachim, V'manashim and human beings, V'atuchel. Now, how does the Chevra translate Vatuchel? L'chayre means that you succeeded. L'chayre Vatuchel, see, if you say it means you survived, that you came out alive, then Rav Isaac Sher's cash is not so stark. How did the Chevra translate Vatuchel? L'chayre the mashmais here is that you were victorious. And Rashi says, who's the Anashim? The Lekim is Sarai Shel Esav. You fought with Sarai Shel Esav and you pinned him. And Beseder, you pinned him down because it says Shalchenuk Yalla Shachar. So you won that, Vatuchal, that you beat Sarai Shel Esav. That seems apparent in the Psukim. Who is the Anashim? Says Rashi Esam Belovan. Now, Lovan Zichar, we'd have to give the victory to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov leaves wealthy. Yaakov leaves with his wife and children, and Lavan doesn't get the wife and children. He says goodbye to Lavan. We can hear calling Yaakov victorious with his encounter with Lavan. But with the Esav to save Atuchel, that Yaakov Avinu had any victory, there was no victory to be had. He didn't have a victory here. He survived, but there was no victory. And Rav Isaac Sher asked that why would it say on the love, why would it say on Esav Vatuchal? And the Malach Paskind, he's called Yisrael, Kisarisa im Elohim v'manashim. You fought with angels and with men. Anashim, plural, is love on the Esav. Vatuchal, and you emerge victorious. L'chayre, to love, and we could hear victorious. To Esav, there was no victory. He was machnia, tremendously to Esav. That's the kasha that Rav Isaac Sher, yes, like l'chayre, an honest, strong. He survived, Chach. So he had some, Rav Abbi says, but even that, he gave Esav a lot of stuff. Like in his battle with Esav, you don't find victory. So Iran says, our survival, the Vatuchal Mechatesu, we won. Rav Isaac Sher learns that Vatuchal is a victory. And asks this Kasha, Iran says, our survival, that we carry on. I wanna share his teretz because I think it's not a cute kasha, it's not a cute teretz, it's a truth, and it's talking to us. It's talking to us.
Right, well, this was said before his encounter with Esav, is that not right? This statement, you see something about Banash Vatuchal is said before his encounter with Esav, is that not right?
Because right after it says Vayisa Yaakov Ve'ena Vayabin Esav Bavi Imai. So did he even have the encounter yet? Is the Vatuchal that he got the brachas from Esav? I don't. But it's talking about that there was a fight that you fought, and he calls him a name.
With
the Sarai Zim Elohim. Esav Lavan is the fight. So Revezi says the fight didn't happen yet. That could be a nevuah. That's a nevuah. He will win, but he didn't win here. So maybe Rav Ezi says once it's a nevuah, maybe it's a nevuah. What will be?
I didn't quite
Yesh Ladin. The cash is, there's something, what's happening here that he fought Esav and won on Yaakov Avinu. In Yaakov's lifetime, we don't find a victory over Esav. Now, Rav Ezi says they didn't even have the battle yet. Okay, later on there'll be a battle. But you don't find Yaakov beating Esav unless it means stealing the Bechira. You don't find Yaakov beating Esav. And he gets a bracha, he gets a statement, he's called Yisrael, you fought with human beings. Reb Chaim, we asked the Kashan, the Reb Isaac shares Kashan, that Yaakov is called Yisrael because he fought with angels and with human beings and won, plural human beings. Who are the two? Lavan and Esav. You don't find he ever beat Esav in his life. Now he did get the brachos, but Esav came powerfully and Yaakov was machni and survived. Yet it says Vatuchal, he emerges victorious. There's no victory against Esav. So I wanna share this because it's occupying space in this brain, and it probably shouldn't. But a lot, and it's the truth. And I'm sure many of us are trying to think in our own matziv right now, the situation that we find ourselves in, what victory looks like. What's the end game? We eliminate Hamas and then so somehow, but are other people going to still fight? Like what's, so you have pictures of what the end looks like. And it's a question that all of us that are part of a nation, it's normal, we're thinking about, and we want to live b'shalom, we want to live as Klal Yisrael. And it has to be, in my mind, the answer has to be, the end game is that we're Am Yisrael. The end game is we're us, a nation of beautiful people, of loyalists to Hashem, of Abbas Hashem, of Abbas Yisrael, of Abbas HaTorah, in uplifting a nation that's true to its essence. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gadli Chasadim. The end game has to be we're us. And Rav Isaac Sher said here that Yaakov beat Esav is the pshat that he remained Yaakov. The Vatuchal is that he remained Yaakov. That's the victory. He speaks out. He speaks out more pratis that the kavod that he was noyig to Esav was big in Yanim. It wasn't just like we look at it like he flattered Esav. It was big in Yanim, and we could think about what that was and what that means, but that he was able to be mechabed Esav. That he was able, I hear people talk, I'm not coming, I have no power, I hear people like say things, you know, about let's get rid of the hair, you know, different lines. The end game for us, and anger is justified, our people were hurt, and this anger, the end game is we should be Yidden. But everything that it means to be a Yid, we should be people, by the way, to the Ummahs that are kind and elevated and sweet, we should be Yidden. We should be Yidden, that when we go places, anywhere we go, people say Yidden are kind. Yidden are thoughtful. We should be Yidden is the end game. We should be Yidden that when we go on a Cholamayah trip anywhere, we're people that exude goodness because we're the Am Hashem. So we should exude who we are. Rav Isaac Sher says, the Vatuchal is that Yaakov was Yaakov. After an encounter with Esav, and battles and wars can make people angry and make people belligerent and bring out bad things wars can bring out. You know what the victory is? People spoke about that beautiful gathering in Washington. That beautiful gathering where Am Yisrael was Ma'aged came together. People said, they said policemen and people said they got more thank yous that day they've gotten in their whole careers. That's what it means we win. We win that we're Am Yisrael and we're kind and caring and wonderful and we're more Klal Yisrael. That's the only victory we know of. We're different than many Ummahs where victory is we can win and we could lose. Because if we win the battle, but we're a tougher people, we're a harsher people, we're meaner, we're more aggressive, so then we didn't win. The Vatuchal is that Yaakov was Yaakov, Rav Isaac Sher says. He says that the covet that he was Noyig Esav was a big part of the victory, that he was able to be Noyig, the right thing and the right covet to Esav, because that's what he was supposed to do and be. And he was supposed to show Esav. That wasn't what Esav was worried. What's going to be with his standing? You took the Bechayra. And he saw Yaakov was not covered. That wasn't the victory. There are no sheiches. Yaakov, Rav Isaac Sher speaks this out. Rav Victor Miller's Rebbe, Rav Isaac Sher, from Slobodka, that's the Vatuchal of Esav, of Yaakov Avinu over Esav. I think for us, like, this is Dvarim Pshuta, and Avada, we want victories. Avada, we're coming to a Chag of Chanukah. We don't celebrate when we beat them. We celebrate when we rested. We light the menorah, we celebrate. The thing after, when we can win and we could lose. We can win wars and we didn't lose if we're not more Yidden and acting like Yidden and giving off what a Yid is. That's the question of victory by us. If we very much express and a Yid is mamish stark a Yid, if that's what comes out, if it's Megala well after the fight that we're still looking at other Yidden as our brothers, that's Vatuchal. Because Yidden won out, and we're acting like Yidden, and we have the Reimimus of Yidden, so then it's Vatuchal. Then and only then is it Vatuchal. So that was the first thing I wanted to share on the sugyas of the parasha that's obviously involved the sugyas that we're living through in our lives. The second inyan goes back to last week's parasha. And I want to propose a theory to the Chevra. The B'nai Lavan, in these two battles, you have Lavan and Esav. Yaakov Avinu hears the B'nai Lavan talk, and they say the funniest thing. Vayishmas divrei B'nai Lavan lemer. Yaakov Avinu hears Lavan kids talking. They say the most bizarre thing. Luck of Yaakov is kol asher lavinu. Yaakov stole from our fathers. May asher lavinu asas kol hakoved hazeh. All the dignity, everything that he has, he stole from our tata. That's the dumbest line in the world. The reality, an open psukim, is Yaakov worked very hard. He worked yoim, he worked laila, he worked in the heat, he worked in the cold. Lavan was trying to trip him. Hichlef es maskorte aseres meinim. Tens of times, Lavan's tried to cheat him. And despite all of Lavan's effort to swindle and steal everything of Yaakov, Yaakov survives and thrives. And in this dumb, this peculiar, this silliness, the B'nai Lavan said, Yaakov stole from our father. It's just stupid. Why does the Torah record it? Yaakov heard it, and there's no nafkamin in the story. Yaakov hears Lavan's children saying it. Yaakov sees Lavan doesn't like him. And Hashem says to Yaakov, leave Lavan's house. Of what importance? Literally in the story, it's irrelevant that he hears B'nai Lavan saying such a stupid thing. Why does the Torah record it? It's just nonsense, gibberish. Lavan's kid said he stole. Mazel tov, gezuntara. Weirdos, stam. Now, I'm not asking why they would say such a thing. They say, people say, you know, jealousy at the chvesvas. Why would the Torah record such a silly thing? But of course, it becomes so much more curious when all the years of our lives is what the Goyim say. The most famous anti-Semitic book in the world. If you're supposed to say the name, the protocol, I don't know if you're supposed to be Medrash for sure, but the anti-Semitic book of the world. And the whole claim is we run the banks, we run... What they're saying is you stole from us, you steal from us. Our money, it's a pella. What B'nai Lavan said by Yaakov Avinu remains what the Goyim say, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Why are they saying that? Now, it's easy to just say it gets under our skin, but we stole from whom? We work hard, we what's happening? What's happening now, especially unzer chsedim, varm chsedim, and when we hear a guy say something, we hear God talking. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, I don't see you, I see God. Kirois Penele Kim, I just see Hashem, I don't see you. What's going on here? What's happening? What are we hearing? What is? And the Torah is madgish that Yaakov hears B'nai Lavan say this, that your wealth comes from us. What do we hear? It's just nonsense. Then the guy said, I don't think we... Do you control the bank? Do I? Do you control the bank? Who, like, what do they say? I asked myself, the guy, would they control all the banks? I want to call up some of my friends. Man, does the chevra not? I have my stuff in Webster Bank. I think it's run by a guy who seems to be fine people. I don't know, unless really a Yid owns Webster Bank. I never heard. What's happening? What are they saying? So it's just shtos, shtuyot. And all the anti-Semites say it. What are they experiencing? And it's just stam built on all stupidity. So why do these ears have to hear it? Why do your ears have to hear such nonsense? And by the way, Yaakov had to hear it also. Vayishma stivrei b'nei lova lemer. Lock of Yaakov is kol asher lavinu, asher lavinu asa is kol hakoved asher. Stupidity, utter nonsense. For what? Yaakov's ears just get clogged with nonsense. He shouldn't hear it. It shouldn't be said, and he shouldn't hear it. And record it forever, and it can't be. This is what the Goyim say for all eternity. All eternity, for all the years of Golos, this is what they're busy. They're still saying it. What's happening? It's just this like silly line that forever, the B'nai Lovin put it, they wrote the book. You know, there's like big talk, who wrote the book? B'nai Lovin wrote this book accusing us of the accusation that remains. It's very curious to me. I don't know Pshat Shimi, I want to offer a theory. And the theory I want to say is that all the things we go through are meant l'tovaseinu, are meant for our goodness. All the difficulties, Hashem's working with us, with our people, it's shver. It's difficult, real difficulties, and he's working with our people, whether it's to unite us, whether it's to remind us we're Yidden, whether it's to cause tshuva, tefillah, I don't know, but Hashem's working with us. And it's very shayach to me, Yaakov Avinu hears that the Asherus that you had was made by the Goyim. You took it from us, is their sense. That what you have was the experience and what you have and the specialness, it was all on our backs. We were players in your stories of greatness. As kol ha-kovod hazeh, me asher lavinu us as kol ha-kovod hazeh. It came from our Father, all this honor that you have. All the glory that you have, it came from our Father. We have this sense that the greatness you have was stolen. Where did they come from? What to say such a silly thing? The answer is there's a nekud of emes. There's something they're sensing that has a nekud of emes. The nekud of emes is what we are and what we have in our beauty has come from all the people, from all our enemies. And all the difficult situations that we have encountered and found ourselves in has produced who we are. And that's what they're sensing. Of course, it comes out in a funny way. They say, you stole our money. They're sensing something that's a truth and we're supposed to hear it. Vayishma's Dibre B'nai Lavan, Yaakov hears such a chizuk at the end of his stay by Lavan. The end of 20 years that could be viewed as difficult, painful years, he hears them say that Yaakov took all from our Father, and it's from our Father that he has this kol hakoved hazeh. All the dignity, all the beauty that you have came from our Father. You've stolen from us. Now, of course, they're translating it wrong. Of course, they're translating it. The voice and the inner truths don't come out to them. They don't know what they're feeling, but they're feeling something. And to the guy, it comes out, you must have stolen from us. The kavod that they're sensing and the greatness, it has to be in the way they view Hatzlacha. And there's a reality that the truth, that the beautiful nation that we are, the beautiful people that's gone through a lot, that's been through a lot, put a lot through from the Umays, who dan us and judge and attack in all different ways. And then they see a beautiful people, a successful people, and they just sense all the cover that you had was taken from us. They correctly sense that it was from you guys. It was from you guys, from the Germans, from the Spaniards, from all the historical nations who started up. Hamas has joined the club and it's kol ha-kovod hazeh. of an ummah that's elevated, of an ummah that's loyal to Hashem, of an ummah that's being, that's growing, that's coming together, that's being mechazik in all in yanim of avodas Hashem. This kol hakavod hazeh we took from them, we did, we stole from them, just not in the way that it's that they express. But there's a spiritual truth that perhaps they're tapping into. So I wanted to share, to me there's a chizuk from those words. From words that we could hear as a nonsense. Even the way they hold the Yid accountable, I watch what they're saying. They talk about being more careful. What they're saying, nobody talks like this. So stop it. You could get very upset. Or you could hear the ummah saying, we hold you to a level that no nation, there's no such thing in war. There's no such thing. We're around decades, all of us. We never heard of such a conversation. You're fighting a war, they're hiding places. So we're saying there. We're hearing an achrayus of responsibility of Klal Yisrael. I don't just hear as the guy talking, and the guy uses it to knock and attack, but they're saying something. And the message from Hashem is we're a precious ummah. We have to be Klal Yisrael. We have to emerge as an ummah taka that's wildly careful about human life. As an ummah that's caring, that's careful. We're watching scenes of the hostages come home. Beautiful scenes of the whole city goes out, kids shooting fire. Those are meant for our eyes. I remember when first the hostages were taken, there was like a lot of warnings. Don't see, don't know. Cute, yeah, Avada, try not to see. Don't let your kids see. Hashem put pictures in our face, in our minds, that are there of a Yid taken away. Hashem wanted us to know about. I'm not saying to look, don't look, fine. Don't look, saying don't look is the biggest looking ever. So we all have the picture in our minds that was wanted. It was ugly. A Yid held in, by somebody else was ugly to us all. It's ugly and ridiculous. Then the Yid coming back. It's by us. He's by us. It's beautiful. The whole city comes out. He's by us. Every shul, every Yid comes in. There was a picture for a reason. He's by us. Every Yid walks into a city. He's by us. She's by us. That has to be felt. That's pashut. These things aren't accidents. So then we were taught something. It was ugly. Somebody's not by us. Hashem put the pictures in our mind. All of us have a picture. It's disgusting. It's so achy. They're tortured by others. And he's back to us. She's by us. Here she's safe. Here she's wanted. Here the person is celebrated. That's what Hashem gave to our nation. That's what we're going through for months. That's the whole picture right now. It's not an accident. Don't let your kids see. This is what we're all busy with. Let's have some emunas. Hashem gave to me and to you the whole sugya 24/7. We're trying not to look at the news. We're trying. This is the picture. Sorry, this is what's happening, and we're all visualizing. Hard and stark. This is the deepest shiur I've heard in the last many years. Not this year, the shiur that Hashem is giving for a couple of months now. A shiur of, they're back to us. Pull them back, fight for them back. And when somebody comes back, everybody comes out and brings in and pulls in and celebrates. This is like, it's obvious there's a shiur going on. You don't have to interpret, say a pshat, it's just busy. That's what's happening. They're by us. And everybody gets excited and everybody cheers. Every person, the pictures of Gedolim, Mishal Alter going around, giving chizuk, is by us. They're back, by us. Safely, comfortably, by us. So then we're being told something, what that means. They're by us, fellow Yid, they're by us. You're one of us, you're with us. So let's keep to that picture that Hashem just pushed, brought us somewhere. If we'll keep to this picture, then it's Vatucha, then we won. We're Yidden. A Yid safe by us. Here you're safe. Here you're celebrated. Here you're wanted. That's where we've been brought to, my friends. That's the pictures. That's what we've been shown. Don't think about it. Don't look at it. Yes, look at it. I don't know which way. I don't know how to get around it. That's the big picture. A Yid went elsewhere and it was disgusting. A Yid under foreign controls, under somebody else's domain. It's such precarious. It belongs by the tata, belongs by the mama, belongs by his community, belongs in his. So that no, no. So let's go. A yid in shul, it has to be a yid in shul. I said here many times, no such thing. You don't throw a guy out of your seat. I was so happy to hear that in Eish Kodesh, a beautiful killer, that they have that rule. If somebody davening starts, he has a rule. You're not allowed to ask a guy to leave your seat. It can't be. He's by us. He's safe. You're here. You're wanted. I don't care. You sit in the rav seat. You stay there the whole time. It doesn't make a difference. You're here. You're safe. You're wanted. That has to be. You're safe. Givaldig, welcome. Here you're safe. Here you're wanted. Here you're celebrated. That's how it has to be. We've been led there. I don't see a way around it. We've been led there. We've been brought there. It's dominating our minds. I don't know which yid. What if there's another pshat, if there's something else, a chap, what Hashem wants, this is just dominating. This is what we're seeing. This is what's happening. People coming home. Hashem gave us a picture of a beautiful scene. We want more of yidden coming home. We first had the ugly scene of a yid away from home. The dangers, it doesn't belong. And a yid back. To me, it's pasha to tzipisil Yeshua also. A yid belongs home, safely by the tata. A yid belongs home. It's dvarim pshutim that there's a tzipisil Yeshua. This is what's going on. Just see the picture. Look at the picture, please. It's ugly a yid away from home and good a yid home. A yid belongs home. It's varm home. It's good home. It's good to be with the tata. It's good to be with the mama. It's good to be with the mishpacha. It's good to be with Am Yisrael. And then they come home and the people are playing instruments, shooting confetti. It's a ganze celebration. The yid's doch back. He's here. He's back. He's back with the tzibur. So Hashem should be mezaka us all. That we should get the picture, but good. The picture that he has seared in our brains, that a yid belongs home with the tata. That picture, say that if that means, and that's mechazik us, to welcome another yid, we feel it. We feel it in the bones. I'll tell you like this. Just today, I did a trip, the whole yeshiva. I didn't say once, I didn't want to tell the guys in the middle of a war, we're making a trip, it's a chiddush. I just felt the organic response. We have a family in yeshiva that the father was nifter recently. The families, they're calling each other. The brothers, the brother came to my brother learning out of town, didn't answer my call for the day. He's like freaking. He said, you always call me? I said, I didn't speak a lot always. Now we're in a matziv. It's natural. It's organic. The mishpacha is like calling, checking in on each other. It's the natural response. And as in Uma, it's natural, but just checking in. I just, since Simchas Torah, I'm trying to make gatherings. Just people should gather. I remember I made some early gatherings. They were like waiting. What are you going to say? I gathered so the schmoozing before, I would say. People were like, shh, he's being, don't shah. The shah was only a trick to get people to gather, to schmooze. The mishpacha holds hands. It's natural. This is what every family does at difficult times. Everybody holds hands. Everybody hugs. There's no speeches. The mishpacha says, Amen. The speech was Eichetem, so that the mishpacha should be together. Today I wanted this matzah, the yeshiva should come together. The chevra should just hang, just put them in rooms, just schmooze, skate, talk, just spend time together. People should band and be together. So I say, let's pull in Yidden. Let's know that Yid belongs by us, is safe by us, is welcome by us, is wanted by us. Let's be mechazik that. And the picture that a Yid belongs by the Tata. It's a piece of Yeshua. Yid belongs with the Tata. Shem is teaching us that, is begging us to notice that a Yid belongs by the Tata. So I say to all Klal Yisrael, should be zeichet to see the freeing of the slaves. And all those that are not yet oitzia mimaskir nafshi, we say, remove me from my prison, lahoydei seshemecha, to thank you, Hashem. All the things that trap the soul, that make the soul us so separate from our soul, feel pulled down and separate from our soul, oitzia mimaskir nafshi, remove me from prison, lahoydei seshemecha, to thank you, Hashem. Agut neshamas.